One of the ideas floating around Duluth right now is something called sick and safe time. And there's been one that's been passed in Minneapolis recently, earlier in the year, and it's now being discussed in Duluth as well. On the phone with us this morning, the program manager from Take Action Minnesota, Shanu Kaczynski. Good morning, Shanu. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. So for those of us who may not quite understand what this is, sick and safe time, is this a replacement of sick leave? Is this a replacement of family medical leave? What is this and how does it differ from previous ideas?
Sure. So actually, it doesn't differ a whole lot. The point of the Earn Sick and Safe Time campaign is actually to address the fact that 46% of the working population in Duluth actually doesn't have access to paid sick time. And so one of the key points of the campaign has been that the folks that end up not having, so those 46% of the working population that don't have earned sick time actually are the folks that are in the lowest income bracket. So when we talk about like economic equity and people being able to actually like take care of themselves and their families, the people that are in the lowest income brackets face some like pretty hard decisions when they're having to choose whether they're going to pay a bill or stay home with their sick kid. And so we want to actually advocate for the folks that are impacted by that. So the Earn Sick and Safe Time campaign and the policy that we're asking for would actually address the people that don't actually have that earned worker protection so that they are able to stay home and not face a lot of economic impact from not from having to stay home when they're sick.
I realize that there's sort of a, I guess I'll use the term, double whammy effect. Not only are you perhaps a lower paid worker, but without the paid sick leave, that you suffer even worse by not having that income for the time that you're away. Whereas somebody who is perhaps in a higher paid job might have paid sick leave, but is earning more money. So in the long run, they might, I say might because that may not necessarily be the case, but might do better having an unpaid sick leave moment because their salaries at that point, their wages are higher.
Yeah, exactly. And when we think about the fact that there are a lot of people nowadays that are in dual caregiving roles where they are not only caring for their children, but also caring for their elders and their family, that becomes more of a hardship for folks that are in low income wage jobs that don't have paid sick or safe time, because then they like are having to, you know, play this dual caregiving role, and they're not able to actually cover any of the time off that they have to take to be able to care for their family members.
So this is sort of a companion program to already existing services or sort of, I guess, hiring paid ideas for workers that already have paid sick leave. This is a safety net of a sort, or how does it work together with existing things?
Right. So what we've advocated for the whole time is that when employers already have existing policies and are already providing paid sick and safe time to their employees, that we don't want this to be an additional hardship on them, obviously, and that should, like the folks that are already doing it, this would actually impact a lot less. It's for the employees and the employers that aren't already getting it or aren't already providing it that we're advocating for. And so of that 46% of workers, that tends to be folks mostly in like retail and hospitality jobs that are working in service industries such as like as a server, et cetera. And so those are the folks that we're trying to be able to advocate for because they need the benefit just as much as anybody else. It's one of those things where it's like everybody gets sick. You know, folks with families get sick, and there are often people that in order to make a full-time living have to piece together two or three part-time jobs to make that happen so that they're able to provide for their families. So those are the folks that we're advocating for getting the paid sick and safe time. So employers that are already providing it would actually be the folks that see the least amount of impact. Okay. Because they're already giving it to their employees in the first place.
So for those for whom this service needs to be provided, who provides the money for the pay? Is this, would this be put upon the employers then that are not at this point providing them with paid sick leave?
It would, yeah. Yes, it would. What I know from having been, so actually before coming on board at Take Action Minnesota, I was a human resource director for 7 years. And so I actually have a sense of like what it would look like to actually provide paid sick and safe time. And because, you know, like it all depends on how people structure their benefits for employees, but it would actually be not that big of a financial impact on the front end. I think where folks or employers that we've talked to that share their concerns is, you know, when I have someone call off, I'm actually then also paying for another employee to come in. So how do we factor in that that part of the wage aspect too? And I don't have an absolute answer for it, but the bottom line is it would end up falling on employers, but the impact would be far less than what folks have said that it would be.
Hmm. Certainly in the classic sort of mid-20th century idea where single earner families had someone else at home to take care of sick children or other sick family members, this maybe wasn't as much of a problem. I realize that classic lens is a dangerous road to walk down. Mm-hmm. But I can also see, though, that if I can borrow the phrase, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, that providing that safety net reduces stress on the workers who are dealing with sick family members or are sick themselves. Mm-hmm. In the long run, might lead to a healthier workforce and improve, you know, the overall health and happiness of the community in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And in other areas, so that like passing an ordinance in Duluth wouldn't be the first time that it's been passed in a municipality. Besides, you know, Minneapolis and St. Paul that have already passed ordinances, there are, I think, now above 33 other cities and states across the country that have passed ordinances for paid sick and safe time. And in those municipalities that have had it for a longer amount of time, they've actually noticed that, like, employers that were originally oppositional ended up being extremely supportive in the long run because it reduced employee turnover, which is an extremely high cost for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It overall improved the employee morale, and folks were actually taking far less of their time, paid sick and safe time, than they were earning. So, you know, it wasn't like, you know, folks were earning, say, 7 or 8 days and taking all of those days. It was more so that they'd maybe take 2 or 3 days and that they just had that extra safety net for those circumstances. So I think you're like to the point that you made, like it does then end up making for a healthier, happier community and better workplaces for folks where they are not feeling so much of that economic hardship of just actually being human.
Mm.
Like we all get sick. The problem being that, like, folks that are in lower income wage earning jobs and don't have an earned sick and safe time benefit are feeling the impact of actually just being human on a financial basis, where it's like, how am I going to pay my rent if I stay home sick?
Right.
Kind of thing.
So I know that Duluth has been considering this issue for a while. They had a task force, mm-hmm. the city council had a task force to examine the issue. Where can people right now go to find more information about it and maybe the state of things right now in the city?
So actually on the city website, if you click, you can go to the city website, and if you go to the city council page, there's a tab that actually says Earn Sick and Safe Time Task Force. And clicking on that tab, you're able to access a lot of, like, meeting minutes, information about the two different surveys the task force put out to the community, just an overview of information that the task force was able to gather from the public input sessions they held, and also some information about the research that they've done of other municipalities that have passed ordinances. So the city website has a ton of information about the work of the task force. There's also, I mean, you know, just to be able to look at other areas that have done it, I mean, you can Google Earn Sick and Safe Time and find a ton of information about other locations that have done it. Or you can come and visit our Vision Duluth Facebook page, too. We have a lot of information up there as well.
Fantastic. Shanu, thanks so much. We really appreciate your time and helping us learn more about this issue.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to share more about the campaign.
Very good. Take care. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye now.
Bye. Shanu Kaczynski, the program manager for Take Action Minnesota here in Duluth, talking about the sick and safe time debate that's going on in the city right now.